All right, cats and kitties, Dick Hayter right here at K-Hate Radio. And if you call in at caller number 22, because I'm sitting here with my twin double, Chuck Hayter, my number one compadre and my primo. Here's the question. If you know of one band with the same name right after another, then you win two tickets to Motley Crue. But not Motley Crue now, because they suck. But you can go to this concert back in 1989. You can frame them on your wall. Hey, as a matter of fact, you just heard a song that I hate. Survivor. Oh, Desperate Dreams. Oh, these cats came out with this song in 1988. I think it's my primo's favorite song. Hey, Chucky, baby.
What can we say? This is the Hayter Show. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Chuck, Chuck Wagon, the Chuckster Hayter, hating all your favorite music past and especially present, bringing you a band that started in the age of great music and they came to screw it all up. I don't even know how they made it big. That's beyond me. It's a band that musically has everything to make you shiver, but when you hear them sing, it makes you quiver. This party's over, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the most overrated band in history. Here's Rush with the Red Barchetta. And as soon as this track is over, we're taking you back to the 80s.
Are tuned in to the one and only Back to the 80s radio show, the greatest 80s radio show on the planet, bringing you the memories and nostalgia of a time that was not only better, but a time where we felt free, a simpler time, a time that brought us out of this world of stress and introduced us to a world of movies, music, and fashion that we want to forget sometimes. But it's an age that will live on forever. So thank you for sharing of your valuable time with us, and I want to ask you to leave us a review on any of the platforms that you listen to this show on. Leave us a message, go to our Facebook page, whatever you need to do, but just let people know that you are liking the show. I also want to remind you guys to tune in every single day to khits925.com to hear the greatest playlist of 80s music. And each weekend, you're also going to hear shows such as the 80s Album of the Week, Banging with the Chang on Saturday nights, and on Sundays from 1 to 4, Dr. D playing her favorite tunes of the 1980s. Oh, now is the time, ladies and gentlemen, because we cannot do this show alone. For with us is a man that wears mullet wigs and big mirrored Oakley glasses. It is said that he was seen in the 1980s sniffing the white powder that was packed in bazooka bubblegum. We here at Back to the 80s Radio call him the Very Pretty Chang.
All rise. Everyone in the courtroom tonight, rise. Bailiff Toscano, what is our first case in the court of Back to the 80s? It is I that presume over this court of insanity, Judge Chang. Happy New Year, and may this year be better than last year. And if it isn't, kick it in the ass with the resilience, but wiser than you did last year. Oh, and also, thank you for nothing, Los Angeles Rams and Dodgers. Toscano, it is always good to see you.
Oh, it's good to see you.
Seeing that we are doing the hate show.
Yes, we are doing.
My hate of my beloved Southern Los Angeles, California. And yes, the luxurious franchise once known as greatness, Showtime, the Shaq and Kobe dynamic duel era, the Los Angeles Lakers. I hate you all, for you have disgraced.
I like it. You just shared an oxymoron with everybody, because first you said you're beloved, and now you're saying that you hate them.
I hate them, you know, for mediocrity. I hate them for selling out. I hate them for not being wiser and being number one.
First of all, we want to give you guys that are taking the time out of your busy day to listen to us. Hey, you know what? Maybe you're at home listening to us on your stereo, on your little devices. You know, maybe you're at the gym. Maybe you're in your car. Wherever it is that you're listening.
Every device is nice.
Yeah. Wherever it is that you're listening to Back to the 80s Radio, a very big hello to you. You are the reason why we are here. We've got a great show today, the bands that we hate. But we are going to open our minds and our hearts today to see if there's any chance for change. I seriously doubt it, but we're going to give it our best shot. So today is the show of hate. The top five most hated bands of Toscano and Chang here on the one and only Back to the 80s. Stick around because we are going to be right back.
Join in the sound celebration at Musicland and save on your favorite new releases. After the fire still burns, the heart goes on. Pick up the latest from Roger Daltrey. Get Under a Raging Moon, featuring the hit song After the Fight. On sale now, just $5.99 cassette or LP at Musicland. Under a Raging Moon. Unmistakably, Roger Daltrey. Only $5.99 cassette or LP on Atlantic. Save on items throughout the store during the Sound Celebration Sale at Musicland. Musicland. We bring
entertainment to life. Yeah. On sale now at all area Musicland locations.
Hey, my pals, Toscano and Chang went to school in the 80s, and that was cool. But now, they're going back. That's right. And you can tag along with Back to the 80s Radio.
Welcome back to the 80s Radio, hosted by yours truly, Toscano and Chang. Chang here in the realm. I am the king with the sting on the microphone, and I, my good friend Toscano, let's start the show off with our top five apiece. Groups or artists that we each hated back in the 80s. Let me pose this question to you. I will kick the ball to you.
Okay.
I won the coin toss and I decided to kick rather than receive. Everybody that just joined us tonight's show, oh, you get those blue thumbs down ready because it is nothing but hate. Hate. I hate you, I hate you, I pity a fool, and I hate you more. We are going to talk about our most favorite bands that the other hates for whatever reason.
Right,
so
right.
Get your hate, put your big boy pants on, put your kids to bed, get a pen, a pencil, your tablet, your fingers ready, and hit us on any social media network, giving us a little bit of your hate for an artist back in the 80s. Now, Toscano, who would be the most hated group or artist that you cringe to whenever you heard their name or the start of a song?
All right. So let me get this straight here, first of all.
Please do.
Am I starting? Do you want me to start off with my number five, or do you want me to just go ahead and just kick it as far as I can with my number one.
The very first band that comes to your mind that you hate.
Okay, well, here we go.
That just made you
cringe.
Puke.
And still does. It is a Canadian rock band formed in 1968 in Toronto. They have a long history. They have a long repertoire of albums, awards, and accolades. As of 2022... this band ranked 84 in the United States with sales of over 26 million albums. They were awarded 14 platinum albums, 3 multi-platinum albums in the U.S., 17 platinum albums in Canada. I mean, these guys have been nominated for 7 Grammys. They've won Juno Awards. I mean, and it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And their fan base is absolutely ridiculously huge, except when I hear their front man start to sing. Because as soon as I hear the voice of Geddy Lee from the band Rush, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you it's over. It is the most overrated rock band in the history of rock music.
What?
Now, hold on. I'm not done with my rant. I got to tell you this, my brother.
Take off.
When I hear.
Loosen up your drawstring pants and take
off.
You
know, I don't have to take this.
Take it easy.
Listen to this. When I hear a Rush song coming on,
please.
If they play without singing, I can actually enjoy Rush. Because those instances are very rare, my friend, as soon as you get to hear the day with the friendly voice, it's over. Geddy Lee starts to sing, and it's over. It's over. My ears start bleeding. Hey, yeah, it's over.
Listening to Rush without the great lyrics and vocals of Geddy Lee, one of the most talented individuals that could play bass, piano, keyboards,
of course,
and sing.
Fantastic
in a
musicians.
Three-piece band that sounds as big as a six-piece band. Therefore, I think you need to go to the ear doctor. No, you need to go to the rectal doctor and have your ass pulled out of
all
your
ass. All right, take it easy. Take it easy.
Ass,
you don't understand.
And you can
Did
understand
you not
the
hear
justification
me?
Of such a great band from Canada, a great three-piece band such as the Police.
See, this is what happens when people don't listen to what I just said. You only heard, I think Rush sucks. You didn't hear what I said. The only reason I cannot stand Rush is one reason and one reason alone.
Yeah, hate. The hate of
Geddy Lee's voice. Hate of Geddy Lee's voice. That's it. Do I hate them as musicians? No. But as soon as they start singing, it is all over.
Okay, now I can understand where you're coming. I understand where you're coming from because... as I know, you are the Jolly Green Jerkoff, and to not give...
What a hater. What a hater. Well, this is the hate show.
No. Well, tonight's the hate show.
Yeah.
So everything that we say is going to be hateful.
I got a forewarning,
I
you guys.
Like your rant,
this
your
is
rant.
Just Whatever. This is just our opinions, and you know what? It's still 70s and 80s music, so we love it all, but at the end of the day, Rush is the most overrated band in history of rock music. And there you go. I said it.
Okay. Yeah, you did. You said a mouthful.
Yeah.
Speaking of mouthfuls,
yeah.
I think this band, this individual, is not rock and roll. It's emo. Oh, God. It has the sounding of healing. But this individual that leads this band reminds me of the character in the Saw movie, but stamped on his cheek with something from Target. Now, Mr. Smith and his ensemble of odd-looking characters takes me to a time where it was like being at a backyard party.
Hmm.
Not many people showed up.
Right.
It was a Coors keg. I'm talking about the band... Mr. Robert Smith and The Cure.
Boys, don't cry.
I could not stand this emo-sounding, wimpy-sounding Ronald McDonald in a prom suit dyeing his hair from red to black at all. And my number one changri of the entire band is that, the entire band.
This is what we're going to do to make it even more interesting. Now that I know
play
that...
Play a Cure song?
No. But now that I know that your hate of... This has gotten personal now. You came directly towards the band that you know I really, really love. Okay. That's fine.
Yes.
It's not my favorite band, but it's a band that I love, right?
No.
Hold on. So this is what we're going to do.
First blood.
I want you to name me an 80s album from Rush that I promise to listen to song one all the way to song whatever it is that they have on their crappy album.
Moving Pictures.
With an open mind. Is this an 80s album?
Yes.
80s okay.
album. Moving
okay.
Pictures.
I'm sure it'll suck. But I'm still going to listen to it from beginning to end. Next week as we encounter our show and encounter each other, I will tell
encounter.
You. Yes.
That's very threatening.
That encounter. It's an encounter.
That's violating.
It is personal.
Monkey rapist.
And I will let you know if my opinion on Rush has changed or not. And I'm going to do that because I want to have an open mind.
Okay.
Now.
Okay, Mr. Trump.
And the same thing I'm going to tell you.
Please do.
You are going to listen. You are going to listen to an album of The Cure from beginning to end. No skipping around. No nothing.
Oh my God.
From beginning to end. Look at the lyrics, et cetera, et cetera. And that's exactly what I'm going to do as well.
Okay, now, I'm going to have to get a box of tissue.
Do whatever you need to.
Because
you're going to fall in love with him, by the way.
You know what? I think listening to an entire Cure album is similar to possibly getting my a-hole waxed.
Well, you know what? It's going to hurt in the beginning, but it's going to be soothing. And it's going to be life-altering and life-changing for the better. And after that, you're going to realize, holy crap, I should have done this a lot earlier.
Okay, now you have to tell me the album.
All right.
And I will make sure to gouge my ears out with my buck knife and have them bleed profusely all over the bathroom sink so I can listen to this nauseating album.
All right. I'm going to leave it very simple for you. I'm not going to recommend you the 17-song album or Please. Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me.
My taint is bleeding.
So you are going to listen to the album Disintegration from The Cure. It's from 1989. I want you to listen to the lyrics, and I want you to completely give yourself over to the meaning behind the music. And when you hear the music, you're going to understand them a lot more. Listen to the album, and next week we talk.
There's only one genre of music between the two sucky ones that I think I'll enjoy.
Okay.
I'm not into pop, and I'm not into...
It's gothy, it's poppy, it's got everything.
No.
All right? So...
You know what? That's enough.
It is.
Let's continue with the show, and I will listen. I will listen.
All right.
Are we back on the air, or what are we doing?
We are... No, we've never been off the air. We are on the air. Right?
Yeah. Sometimes I feel entrapped when I'm in your presence of your courtroom.
And you should.
That you hold within our own studio.
That's right.
I'm already getting judged.
It is my turn.
I can't even say, objection!
It is my turn.
Please.
All right. For my next band of the most hated bands in the Toscano household is a band
Wait a minute. Time out.
I am the law here, okay? That's all.
Okay,
all right,
okay.
Here we go.
Okay. You're more Italian than everybody else in the house.
This following band, which is my second most hated band, the group name alone uses an acronym of the first letter of their first names arranged in a palindrome. Because one of their names is Agnetha, second one is Bjorn, third one is Benny, and the next one is Annie. And if you put those names together that with the first letters, you have A, B, B, A.
Trooper, trooper, beams are gonna blind me, but I won't feel blue.
They became one of the best-selling music acts in the history of popular music, topping the charts worldwide from 74 to 82. And unfortunately, they're back again. And that is the band called ABBA. That's right.
Oh, how could you? ABBA was... ABBA to me was like a bad video trip. I remember listening to those cats back in the, late 70s and the 80s. There's one song that comes to mind that my dad, you know, he wasn't like... He didn't dig them, but the Can You Hear the Bells, Fernando? Because my old man's name was Fernando. That was the only song we were allowed to listen to from that band. That band reminded me of like a band that dressed like disco but did too much acid and like hung out with like Mama Cass and you know, cats like that. But but the way they looked, their hairstyles, their outfits, some of their more catchier beats transcended them into the 80s, and I don't know why. That truly is a band that I can jointly hate with you.
You know, it's a band that I can picture singing in the 70s at a hotel lounge bar, and that's where they should have stayed, you know?
Or a wedding.
Yeah, but and even that, it would have been bad because it would have been bad luck for the poor, you know, husband and wife. But anyway, let us move on. ABBA is my second most hated band.
Okay, now here's a band that I know you love.
See, this is why I said you made it personal, because you chose bands that I specifically love, as opposed to me.
Okay, you know what?
You know, fine.
No, let's scratch the record.
No. I want you to give me that band now.
Are you ready to go? Now, I know you're going to get offended, okay?
Whatever.
But I think anybody that has a band with both names in the band sounding the same sucks. And I'm talking about.
Oh, you hater.
The one and only.
You hater.
Oh, here we go. Are you ready to go? And, oh, if it wasn't for MTV, if it wasn't for looking sexy.
Yeah.
This band would really suck. Are you ready? Duran Duran. Now, when I first heard of this band, I thought,
wow,
they remind me of what you dress like. No collar t-shirt.
I don't dress like that now.
Shut up. Wait. Now, wait. Please listen.
Oh,
listen.
You hater.
They dress kind of like Miami Vice, but yet we're bisexual. We're cool with it. We're in a Gap commercial. We like sailing.
Right.
But chicks can identify with us and want to be with us because we look exotic. Yes, Duran Duran, your no-collar t-shirt stripe-wearing cats. No socks.
All right.
Pants.
You just went overboard. You went overboard.
Pants. Pants a little bit lower than your ankle.
You went overboard. You went overboard. You did it on purpose because, you know, I love songs like Girls on Film. I love songs like Hungry Like the Wolf. The Reflex, A View to a Kill, from the soundtrack of the James Bond film, A View to a Kill. Notorious.
Now, come undone.
I mean, come on.
Just because your music's on a movie doesn't make you great.
Over 100 million records sold.
Movies with great. Now, I could hear of many great movies with a shitty soundtrack.
Over 100 million records sold.
I recall many shitty soundtracks on great movies.
Oh,
and I'm sorry, but yes. 007 has beautiful women, action, but yet, you know, he's always going to get away to make another movie. It doesn't matter about the crappy soundtrack. It brings me to mind like your first pick, Survivor.
Wait a second. No, wait a second. Do you know that Duran Duran not only sold over 100 million albums, but they achieved 30 top 40 singles, 30 of them, okay?
MTV.
Who does this? That's right. MTV was
MTV.
A big
MTV
part of them.
MTV does it.
But you know what?
MTV.
The band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, whether you like it or not. This was
I
a
don't
great
like
band.
It. That is a mistake on
you,
its own.
And you're a hater.
We're talking about rock and roll. We're talking about Jerry Lee Lewis. We're talking about Little Richard. We're talking about Elvis Presley.
You're right.
We are talking about the Beatles, the Rolling Stones,
yes.
The Who, Jimi Hendrix,
oh, boy.
Eric Clapton. We are talking that in the rock and roll, true of essence, Hall of Fame.
That is correct.
Duran Duran does
You're
not
right.
fall under the category of rock and roll.
And I agree
Therefore,
with you. I agree.
My hate
How's that?
At this particular moment is the hate of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, allowing everybody from hip-hop to soul, gospel,
hey,
to
well,
pop.
Look, we've talked about this before.
Rock
You're
and roll.
Absolutely right. But I only bring it up to let you know that they were extremely popular. And although your hate is great for Duran Duran, that does not take mm-hmm. away mm-hmm. that this band is an awesome freaking band, and they sing the
Whatever.
Same
New-
as they did before. They sing today. You can't say the same for many of the rock artists
yes.
that you like, and we won't go
now,
there on this show.
Now, wait a minute. I do respect.
Let's take a break,
Mister. Wait a minute. You cut me off. I do respect Mr. Rhodes, who showed his musicianhood and rock and roll style with the late great Robert Palmer. Do you remember that band?
Of course.
Some Like It Hot.
Yeah.
Some Like It Hot.
Yeah, overrated.
Oh, Power Station should have stayed around longer than Duran Duran. But you know what? You want to go ahead and like Duran Duran because that's how you dress.
Right.
I can imagine you, when you weren't on the baseball field or working out to become a police officer of that magnitude.
Right.
You probably wore the attire of that group. You probably videotaped MTV videos.
I did.
Them,
I did.
And addressed your fashion of their style, correct?
Yeah. No. I didn't dress like them.
I would not doubt that you put blonde tips on your hair.
Speaking of that, this is the one and only Back to the 80s show.
New
this is the Hate Show.
Monday.
And we are going to be right back with a lot more of the hate of the Chang and Toscano. Stick around.
Oh, wait a minute. Why is my name? I hate when you put my name on.
Okay. There's more of the hate of Toscano and Chang. Are you happy now?
That's better.
Hey, this is Laurie Miller from the first and original Exposé, and you're listening to Back to the 80s Radio with Toscano and Chang.
Minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 4.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
MTV has been heralded as fresh and innovative and criticized for being shallow.
When MTV first hit, this was the biggest talk in the universe.
MTV dropped a grenade into our world.
Everybody was watching MTV.
People had it on like the radio.
I want my MTV!
Made international stars almost overnight.
We had no idea what was going to happen because of MTV.
It gave a visual representation to the artist that they did not have before.
But you never looked at music the same way again.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Shadow Stevens, and you must listen to Back to the 80s Radio. It's the law.
Welcome back to Back to the 80s Radio, hosted by Toscano and Chang. If you are just joining us, please sit down and relax. Tonight we are hating, I mean really hate. I hate you, I hate you, I hate this, I hate that, and I hate myself for ever listening to that. Talking about some of the most hated songs by Toscano and Chang. Toscano has just taken an earful of my hate of Duran Duran. And man, he took it like a prison inmate held down and beaten with a pillowcase full of bar soap. Toscano, I know it hurt. And I saw you reach for tissue to wipe
right.
your eyes
with yeah.
my hate
yeah, sure.
of such a bad.
Well, the good thing is it's my turn. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to mention this because this will clear up and let everybody know that you're bringing bands and performers that I like purposely to hurt my feelings. And I'm not doing the same.
I will stop.
I'm not doing the same. Because the next...
I hate hurting your feelings.
Okay.
I hate hurting
okay. your feelings. The next performer that I have on my list of my most hated performers and bands was born on July 30th, 1958. She is an English singer, songwriter, record producer, and dancer. In 1978, at the age of 19, she topped the UK singles charts for 4 weeks with her debut single, Wuthering Heights, becoming the first female artist to achieve a UK number one with a self-written song. I'm talking about none other than the top song of today because of Stranger Things' Kate Bush, better known as Catherine Bush as she was born, with a song Running Up That Hill. I cannot stand that song or Kate Bush. And I'm sorry because she is so popular today, or much more popular today, I should say, because of Stranger Things, the show. Anyway.
That show has brought a lot of notoriety to the 80s.
Yeah.
You cannot judge a great band or a great song by a movie. You just can't.
Well, no.
Many great
and I okay. Okay. You are doing something that is so wrong because I never said that Duran was good because of a movie. I just said it happened to be that one of their songs is in a James Bond flick. Gosh. Anyway, continue.
You know what?
Kate Bush.
Something
I don't
in
like
my
her.
Mind. Rocky. How many crappy songs were on a good Rocky movie?
All of their songs were great. I said it. All of the songs in Rocky were great. Chosen by Stallone himself, all right? Chosen by Stallone himself. Great songs. Great soundtrack.
You know, I picked all the music myself. You know, something that kind of motivated me to make this movie. I thought, you know, I thought maybe it would go with the theme of the movie, you know, because these are songs that kind of move me.
Let me embellish Kate Bush a little bit, because she does deserve merit.
The name alone is
okay.
Wow.
But her name was Catherine Bush, okay?
She has received... Shut your damn mouth!
Listen to this. She has received 13 Brit Award nominations, winning Best British Female Artist in 1987. She was nominated for 3 Grammys. In 2002, Bush was recognized with an Ivor Novello Award for Outstanding Contribution to British Music. She is on the list for the 500 Greatest Albums of All Time, according to Rolling Stone, which I don't know what they're smoking when they thought about this. Give me a break.
You know what, man? I'll tell you right now. Being under the influence of marijuana does not judge what is good and what is not. It enhances your sense and your senses what is good or not.
Wait a second. Did you just say?
That's why I disagree with your musical taste as opposed to mine.
Oh my!
I'm on another level than you.
Yeah. You are on the slower level. Okay.
My friend, how dare you? How dare you? You former law enforcement friend of mine? Are you ready for my hate?
I'm ready for your hate. Make it good. Now make it good.
Okay. Oh, brother, you know I'm going to bring it to the table. Hey, Turkey Day passed, but I've got some stuffing, brother.
Oh, all right.
The Hulkster's in the room. This is a band that, was the epitome of pretty metal, glam metal, weak. L.A. pretend video looking.
Wow.
From the back, we look like women and smell like women because Aquanet is all about us.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about Mr. Red Lips, sexy blonde hair. Kind of a Pamela Anderson, Heather Locklear looking type of individual. Brett Michaels with Poison.
Every rose has its thorn.
That band is a band that I believe transpired from the weakness and sissyhood of Motley Crue, and LA bit into it. Now, I could never say Motley Crue is the rock and roll bad boy band of LA, nor is Poison. They are originally not even from L.A.
That's correct. They're from Pennsylvania.
That band set suckness into metal way beyond its...
Look. Here's the thing.
And I don't know if you like them or not, but here's the thing. Let me give you...
I will agree...
I hate that band so much, I would have punched Brett Michaels in the mouth because I thought he was a woman.
I'm going to agree with you in one area, and that is that... As of the beginnings of glam metal, it all started to go downhill from there, okay? I will agree with that. However...
Motley Crue started the rise of glam metal.
Okay. However...
And it kicked into kicks.
However, I do like Poison. I do.
Wow.
They were formed in 1983, and they're best known for the Billboard Hot 100 number one hit single, Every Rose Has Its Thorn. And other top 40 hit singles from the 80s and 90s, of course. Songs that include Talk Dirty to Me, I Won't Forget You, which is a great song, Nothing But a Good Time, Fallen Angel, Your Mama Don't Dance, and so on. Now, recently, you will recall, behind the scenes, communication between you and I, okay? I sent you a video of Poison. It is a song that is called Something to Believe In.
And give me something to believe in.
And brother, you can say what you want about the band. This is a great song. It was written great. It's a great song. And this is from a band that you unfortunately hate.
Now, I will tell you this. I agree with you with that song, because that song does hit home. That song, oh man, if That song is a moral check. And I agree with you on that sound, that song, but I just did not buy into the glitz and glam
right.
of where rock and roll metal went. You know, I'm old school. You know, I'm from the hardcore days. You get in the pit and you slam somebody. You know, rock and roll turned into metal. That's where I came from. The glam just couldn't do it. But when they started wearing makeup and kind of getting their music to fit the look and what was on screen, just weak for me.
Well, that was, so you all remember, if you were from the 80s and you lived mm-hmm. through the 80s, you will all remember that the record labels and the executives decided to start having men wear makeup to start softening up the female crowd back then, because mm-hmm. rock was just not doing it to the level that eventually it got to. So yeah, there was marketing behind that. It was a sales thing. What these so-called corporate bigwigs did not know is that because you do this, it will start to destroy the originality and the integrity of the foundation of how rock and rock bands were. I love glam metal bands. I love almost all rock. And I do love rock bands, glam metal bands. However, I'll be the first one to recognize that from the advent of these bands and because of what they did, it all started going downhill after that. Let's not even talk about the 90s because, party's over in the 90s. That's it. It was never again the same.
And I on a personal level, I think if I would have talked to the guy when I met him more than the altercation we had.
remind people what happened that day, because it's not that you only hate the band. It's you have something personal, or you had something personal against Bret Michaels himself.
Well, of course. I mean, back in the 80s, you know, I was hanging out there. They were passing out flyers, you know, during the heyday of the metal days. They were going to be at Gazzari's, and they were playing at the Roxy, passing out flyers. One of them passed me a flyer, and I saw the print of the four of them, and I thought that Bret Michaels looked like a girl, so I made a sexist kind of inappropriate comment to my buddies, which I thought was just between us. Well, to my surprise, him and the other two cats heard what I said. He turned around, cussed me out. I told him, I'm sorry, but you're the one with makeup and looks like such and such. So he charged at me, and, you know, me and my buddies kept me from charging. And I apologized again, but yet he took it offensively. So my problem with him is like, hey, I apologize. I made a joke, bad content. I'm sorry. And that was it. But I think he wanted to prove something. So with me, it was like, you don't need to try to prove you're a dude or a man with me. But if you're going to look a certain way, then you have to set yourself up for comments or people already judging you.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my point.
And especially back then, that when everything was so new, I mean, we were not used to seeing men with makeup to that degree, because after all, Motley Crue wore makeup, but come on, Poison wore makeup, if you know what I mean.
I mean, Motley Crue evolved after, like, Kiss, you know, and then we went into different bands. I mean, we have Gwar. I mean, there's so many bands that wore makeup. Alice Cooper, Twisted Sister. But the thing with Poison, they took it to kind of a feminine way,
right,
where a lot of the glam metal followed, you know what I mean, which gave a lesser character and belief into what metal really is. You know, metal is something you don't learn to grow into. It's kind of a feeling that you already feel,
right?
If you can understand where I'm coming from. The metal community, you know, cats like that, we're ready for the revolt. We're aware. We're tired of. We're individuals. We're free to be who we want to be. We unify. We take care of each other. But yet we're aggressive, and we say what nobody else wants to say.
Well, it was more of a lifestyle, right?
Metal was a lifestyle.
Yeah.
And when metal transcended into the glitch and the gleam and the glam, it lost its real basis. You know, it separated itself. Yeah, definitely my hate of that runs deep. And any of our listeners out there that are metalheads like myself or can understand, you know, right on, metal on. Those who don't, I'm not spewing my opinion on anything that is sexual or their social preference. No, I'm all cool with that. It doesn't matter to me. But when we talk about my hate of metal,
it's what was brought onto music as a result of that drastic change that was not there before. I totally get it. I totally get it.
And I blame MTV
because definitely.
When music catered to the camera, it's to me music lost its true essence of what music really is. Emotional content.
I'm with you, my brother.
Feeling that connects.
Let's take a little break, because when we come back, both Chang and I not only are going to do our last band, but we're going to bring in an honorable mention.
Welcome, Mateys fans. I have been expecting you. You no longer need to listen to any other podcast. You want the 80s, don't you? The longing for it is swelling in you now. Feel the memories coming to you and listen to Back to the 80s. Give in to nostalgia. With each passing moment, you make yourself more of an 80s fan. It is unavoidable. It is your destiny.
You don't know the power of Back to the 80s.
You, like your childhood, are now mine.
If they were a laxative, they'd be so powerful you could stand on your head and shit on the ceiling.
That position would not only be unavailing, but also undignified.
And now, back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, here on Back to the 80s Radio. We are presenting a show that we have never done before, and that is we are talking about all the hate that is within us for certain bands. And we've been going back and forth, and we apologize if we have hurt anybody's feelings. But look, after all, at the end of the day, all that matters is what bands you like, what performers you like. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. It's all good, unless it's new music. The last of my bands is an American new wave band that was formed in Athens.
I hate it already.
It was born and formed in Athens, Georgia in 1976, and went on to do a lot of stuff in the 80s, like including one of their songs that up to today, it's played so much on the radio. Every time I came on the radio, I literally wanted to vomit as a young teen. But this following band is post-punk, dance rock, new wave, art pop. They have been nominated for Grammy Awards 3 times, in 1989, 1990 for Best Pop Performance by a duo group with a vocal, and in 1992 for Best Alternative Music Album, and then that's it. Some of their most famous songs were in the 70s.
Hated?
In 1978.
Did you say famous or hated?
Famous and hated by me.
Hated.
In 1978, they came out with a song called Rock Lobster, which was on its side B, and a song called Girls. So everything that they did was kind of just out there. They used to come out on interviews on K-Rock in the very early 80s and presented their music. The band I'm talking about is none other than the B-52s. And I specifically hate their songs, Planet Claire, Rock Lobster. But let me tell you, the one I hate the worst and the most is the Love Shack.
I only like Planet Claire song. That's the only song I like of that band. They were very original. Vocally, they worked well together. So I do hate on them, but I only was intrigued and liked Planet Claire. She came from Planet Claire. I thought, wow, His vocal range was very distinct and captivating in that song to me. But I would not go see him in concert. If I was at a party and they were playing that, I would be like, wow, that's Bale.
What about your last album before we go to our honorable mention of the most hated albums for us?
I'm going to go with bands that I hated in the 80s, because this band is not, has nothing to do with metal, as I spewed earlier.
All right.
This band is at an all-in-all genre band that I hated in the 1980s. And that band would be none other than Def Leppard. And here's the thing. I witnessed and listened to Def Leppard on KMET when they kicked ass, when they were rock and roll. They were like plugged in, transcend into an MTV sun in blonde hair, new guitar players, because the original guitar players had soul, spirit, but unfortunately, lives lost due to drug and alcohol addiction,
right,
which is part of the real rock and roll soul of that is rock and roll. Drugs, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Not sex, drugs, shiny suits, looking at the camera, or right, wearing makeup. Oh,
yeah.
No.
Okay.
I didn't see Elvis send out his sexuality in such a manner. And that's where my hate began.
Right.
And that is of Def Leppard. MTV all the way.
So Glimmer, you don't like, so no pyromania for you.
No. Pyromania was a cool looking album, but man, they were overplayed, overdubbed, overpopulized, and over ass kissed forever.
So no hysteria either.
No hysteria. Okay. I was hysterical that album was liked so much.
Okay.
And you know what? I gotta say this. I give them props to give their drummer a chance back into the band after a tragic accident. That's brotherhood. That's staying true. They were not the great powerhouse rock and roll, come out of England, kick
why
your ass.
You
we
hate?
Come from the steel. Why is this is a hate
they
show?
Became, they became
wait,
even
wait,
bigger.
Please.
And better what? After that.
Oh, you know what? Better?
Yes.
Better?
And their fan base
became
greater.
Half the band that they were.
Wow.
When they
there you
did
go.
Not cater to a camera.
Yeah, at least, well, I'm not. I'm
that's
not,
it.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, know who the bigger of the haters is in reality. Continue.
Now, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. My hate. This is some wisdom my
wow.
father bestowed upon me and laid upon me to become my own Changisms that I live by.
Okay.
Once an individual forgets where they came from, why they came from, and who they are, they become fake. Fake comes in looking in the mirror, keeping up with the Joneses. Playing for a crowd for glory instead of what's from the heart. Therefore, you, my friend, become fake. False
right.
face.
Okay.
Your own demigod. And that is a sense of egomania.
You just
so
spoke
therefore,
bad of Def Leppard's fan base. Great.
Well, it's great. Anybody out there that loves Def Leppard, please continue to. I have my own opinions, such as many others.
Yes.
Many people think Paul McCartney is better than John Lennon. Ha ha! I will slap you with a golden glove.
Are you ready for my honorable mention?
Yes, please, Mr. Mister.
All right.
Another band I hated.
For my honorable mention of the most hated bands in my heart.
Gary Numan.
Goes to a band that reigns supreme in one of the genres, if not the genre that you like most. This band.
Touché.
This band is
Jolly Green Jerk
from Huntington Park, California, originally. Formed in 1981 by guitarists Kerry King and Jeff Hanneman, drummer Dave Lombardo, and bassist vocalist Tom Araya.
Orale.
I'm talking about a band that released 12 studio albums, 3 live albums, a box set, 6 music videos, 2 extended plays, and a cover album, who sold over 20 million albums worldwide, received 5 Grammy Award nominations, winning 1 in 2007 for the song Eyes of the Insane. I'm talking about People, 1986, described as one of the heaviest and most influential thrash metal albums in the world, Slayer. Is my most hated of bands from the 80s of thrash metal. There you go.
You fear getting it in the rear. Slayer is the ultimate Southern California down home from the street. Tell it like it is. I've got balls and more style of rock and roll metal than any other band in Van frickin' Halen that came out of Los Angeles. Oh, but let's not forget the great Guns N' Roses. As you're going to hate on Slayer, man, I went and checked them out at the Palladium. They were badass. If you're going to get in the pit and prove you are a metal warrior or a metal god,
that proves nothing. That just proves that you're a weirdo, doesn't appreciate music, going into the pit. Even the artists themselves say that is absolutely ridiculous.
I would like to see you
at a
Duran Duran concert and your penny loafers start a pit. You wouldn't, because you would all be dancing around with fruit cocktail drinks.
You're talking about a band whose lyrics and album art, which cover topics such as serial killers, torture, genocide, organized crime, secret societies, occultism, terrorism, religion, anti-religion, fascism, racism, and war. Now, some of that may sound great, but in fact, it is one of my... I'll be honest with you. Okay, let me go. I got to be honest with everybody.
Hate the hate, because the you only thing penetrate the
only
fight.
Thing I do not appreciate about any metal band
what
is the when they
song?
Use religious, or they throw stones at something that I believe specifically when it comes to the person or the persona of Christ. That's it. That's what I don't appreciate. So Slayer was just too out there for me back then. That's my honorable mention of tonight. And when we come back, I want Chang to give me his honorable mention of his most hated band of the 1980s. This is the one and only, untouched, unrivaled Back to the 80s Radio.
You're listening to Back to the 80s. Radio is so much different than it was in the 80s. We had it all. The music, the movies, the DJs, and morning shows. Back to the 80s Radio is a show from the 80s in podcast form. We bring the memories from that awesome decade back. Join Toscano and Chang every Friday as they take you on a ride back in time, sharing their experiences and laughs. Stop on by and discover some of the wacky things this crazy duo comes up with. They talk about it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly of the greatest decade. Don't miss the greatest 80s podcast in the world. Back to the 80s Radio.
If you can't wear a spandex jumpsuit, what can you do? This is
Back to the 80s.
Welcome back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang on the I Hate You More show. Remember, hit us at our social media spots. Get a load of us on any network you listen to us. Give us your feedback and please give us your hate. I have to give you a rebuttal.
Oh,
I've got personal
brother.
Issues and your outlook on the great metal band Slayer.
See, you're taking it personal. Once again, there you are, making it personal.
Well, wait a minute here. Your Honor, please, please let me continue.
Continue.
I love Slayer. SoCal band. They played in all the hoods that I was from. As a matter of fact, Mrs. Chang was a good friend of Dave Lombardo, the drummer of the past great Slayer, back in the day when they were playing a Battle of the Bands in Southgate,
right?
Paramount, Linwood, you know, all back in the day, backyard parties. They were hardcore slamming, kind of like Metallica, but LA's Metallica. And here's the funny thing. Metallica really originated in Los Angeles, California, but because of the movement of rock and roll metal on radio and what was packing houses was a little bit more softer, it didn't take off. But by the time Metallica and Megadeth opened up the door, which Megadeth was started after Dave Mustaine was kicked out of Metallica for getting too fucked up. Now we go into Slayer, Southern California's homie band. Look at the ethnic last names of each member. Two Caucasians. You have a Latino, you have a possible Latino Italiano, and they had one thing in the same vibe. Angry about society, got something to say about what they didn't like, shit that was going down that needed to be said and addressed in a way to where we are not the norm. We look the way we do. We look scary. So the music we will portray is a true kind of definition of what we see and what we believe coming from where we come from. But they did not praise the evil, just like rap music came out back in the 80s with NWA and Public Enemy and Ice-T, where they came out. They made a bold statement.
Right.
I remember backward masking. My mom tried to pull that crap out of me and like listen to all my music for some satanic message in describing why I was who I was.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know what backmasking is, it was the art of putting a record and playing it backwards to hear any kind of a hidden message. And we know that that is trash because you can make up words. You only find what you want to find. And even the nicest song of Barney can have something that you may think sounds evil backwards. But that's not the point. And remember, Slayer's fast and aggressive musical style made them one of the big four of thrash metal, alongside with Metallica, Megadeth, and Anthrax. I mean, come on. I didn't even listen to Stryper back then because they reminded me. They reminded me of something that was probably too scary. I was very ignorant back then because I didn't know Stryper was a Christian band, but that's besides the point. The point I'm trying to make is that this was a band that portrayed on their album covers something that they so-called said we're against, yet they are, in a way, shoving it in the face of so many people. Let's hear your honorable mention for your most hated band.
Wow. Nice, nice. Now, it's odd and funny, yet it's mind-boggling how my special hate goes out to a band that you just mentioned, and you probably had no idea that I was going to go here. When you mentioned the band Stryper and being fearful of the band Stryper, now, please, Stryper, their presence looked like a bumblebee, a wasp.
The only reason I was scared of them is because they had an album called To Hell with the Devil, and I hadn't heard it, and I thought, oh, these are another one of those.
That's why Shout at the Devil from Motley Crue probably scared you. Alice Cooper scared you. Twisted Sister scared you.
Oh, in the beginning, but I liked what was on MTV.
Ozzy scared.
Oh, definitely. Anybody who bites the head off of a rat or a bat, yeah, scared
me. Well, you know what? That was not intent. That was something that just happened. You have to understand. Sometimes things just happen. Metal went through this change of glam was taking over.
Yes.
But yet popularizing degrading women, getting loaded, changing the balance of the norm of what America was based on. So Stryper came in looking pretty, but hardcore musicianship, but keeping up with the pop kind of sound. But they were great musicians.
Yeah.
And they went with the save the world thing, which on two accounts didn't really transcend into anything bigger than a glam band that played God music.
Right.
And back in the 80s, look at all the torture that religion caused, you know, the Jimmy Swagger, you know what I mean?
Right. And I think that was one of probably the biggest downside. Stryper was formed in 1983 as a band called Rox Regime, R-O-X-X, Rox Regime.
Yes. Yes,
they soon,
that was heavy back then.
Right. Soon after that, they changed it based on their, you know, to reflect their Christian beliefs, and they changed it to Stryper. And then their most popular album, you know, To Hell with the Devil, they gained acceptance in mainstream because of many things. Maybe just radio, maybe it was MTV, whatever it was. But
it was a positive message that they brought out.
Right.
I respect them for that. At that time, we needed that shit.
Right. And now in 1993, they disbanded. Later, until 2003, they came out of retirement for a reunion, and they're still together with their frontman, Michael Sweet, who has not lost his voice.
That's sweet.
Yeah, he's one of the Love Doctors, probably. But, Michael Sweet, cousin. Robert Sweet, Oz Fox, Perry Richardson. Oh, yeah. And they had past members such as Tim Gaines, Eric Johnson, John Voorhees, Matt Urich, Kenny Metcalf, and Tracy Ferry. So if you get a chance, I mean, they're still putting out albums, and they're pretty hardcore. So that is your honorable mention, huh, Stryper? Yeah, I didn't know what to think with their yellow and black suits. They did look like bumblebees.
Now, trip out on this. I do have positives about that band. I just didn't care for their style. You know, that they portrayed the message that needed to be spread, which I really do believe, but they did it in such a wussy manner.
Right. You thought they were too nice.
Yeah. You know what, man? If you're going to be a warrior for the Lord, you have to be bold. You have to be strong. You have to be fearless. You have to have some guts and some cojones to beat your opponent. Do you not? Now, you do not come out and fight evil in bee-looking suits with aquanut hairspray, with a soft melodic metal tone like a Bon Jovi or a typical kind of sound, which all metal was, you know. Even Cinderella, another great band that I hated for falling into that category of glam, you know what I mean? Now, Michael Sweet had a dynamic voice, somewhat to me, was even better than Robert Plant, but probably could nail a lot of Zeppelin songs. I have a lot of respect because I've seen what they do now and the way they look, and it's crazy because now that they're older, probably the same age as me, maybe older, now they look tough.
Now yeah, they look more metal wise. Now, and they actually they sound more metal than they ever did.
Now, if they would have went with that heart and soul of what the music is and the vibe, to get out the frustration and the sheer combustion of society back then, they should have went balls out, metaled up. I'm going to punch a wall out. I'm going to punch the system out. I'm going to get you to follow the Lord, the Great Spirit, to fight for one thing: prosperity, equality, fairness, love, and compassion, just like the Beatles did in a soft version, but rocking when it needed to be. If Stryper would have came out hardcore, like, hey, I'm a Stryper, I'll sting you with the truth. You know what I mean?
Right.
I got as much guts and balls as that guy selling you dope or selling you a hooker or wanting you to do something stupid. Then you come over here and you be a badass like me, like me, and you strike. And you not only annihilate your opponent, but you enlighten everyone that watched. Yep. That's what metal is. If Stryper would have came out balls like that, the way they look and sound now, it would have totally taken them to another level and probably inspired more bands to stand up for the right thing. Unity over division.
On that note, I want to thank you guys for listening. This has been the I Hate Show.
I hate it ends.
And I hate that it ends, but all good things must. Until next week, I want you guys to be safe out there, wherever you are, whatever part of the country here in the United States and abroad that you are listening to us, be safe, because there's a lot of bad stuff going on in the world and in the weather as well. So on behalf of myself, on behalf of Toscano, I want to say thank you for being a part of the Back to the 80s radio family.
This is Chang here. Before I release you to another Changtastic weekend and week, remember one thing: you matter, you count. You are just as important as the next guy next to you. All the hate, keep it, because it does not penetrate. Keep those thumbs down. Tell us what you hate on any of our networks. We will blast it. We'll talk about it. Share us with a friend. So I bid you all an adios, an arrivederci, sayonara, and to everybody in the walks of life that has become the Toscano and Chang Back to the 80s, homies. Orla.